That number. 12220. What the hell does that mean? Well, I did that one thing that I usually do. You know, Googled. And I found a lot of interesting stuff. None of it relevant, I'm sure, but interesting nonetheless. Apparently, 12220 is the zip code for Albany. I don't see why that would be in there. I mapped it out and it's roughly 400 miles away. And I've never even been to New York. I even cross-checked the address in the letter with Albany. There is no Hobart Street. So, I think it's pretty safe to assume that the numbers aren't a zip code. There were some more results, but they seem even less relevant than Albany. The Liesel? I don't know. The Liesel 12220 is a type of Swenson thread chaser. I can safely say I have no idea what the fuck that is. So, that's probably not it. So then I was thinking, there are only a few things that numbers can be. These numbers obviously aren't coordinates or anything like that. It's not enough numbers. Plus, coordinates have, like, decimal points and shit. It's not a zip code. Albany is nowhere near here. Maybe it's some kind of code? I'm not sure what it could be for. Or why it was attached to that last letter. Maybe it's a date? 12220. 12220? No. Wait. 20. The last two numbers, that's probably the year. If it's actually a date, that has to be the case. So maybe it's January 22nd, 2020? Did anything happen that day? Let me check. Apparently that's National Celebration of Life Day. That's a weird one. Are we supposed to hate and loathe life on every other day? Weird. I can't find anything about the day that stands out. Could those numbers mean any other day? Maybe it's December 2nd, 2020? Wait a second. Why does that date sound so familiar? Checking my phone calendar real quick. December 2nd, 2020. Scrolling. Okay, found it. December 2nd. Move-in day. That was my first day in this house. Why would that be attached to that letter? Why would my move-in date even be written down somewhere? Jesus Christ, that gives me the creeps. I mean, I guess maybe it could just be some kind of coincidence or something. Maybe I'm just seeing connections where there aren't any. That's an actual thing, right? So let's just try and speak in hypotheticals. If this number is actually referencing the day that I moved into this house, why? Why was it written down there, and why was it in the cabinet? Why was it stuck to the specific letter? Wait a second. I forgot to even look up the address. I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm just going to take Belle out real quick, and then I'll see what I can find in the place. I'll be right back. Come on, Bella.
Let's go.
Come on. Okay, sorry about that. She really had to go. She's always suspiciously quiet when she has to go out. But she peed pretty much the second we got out there. It was a close call. All right. Let's see what we can find. Where's that letter? What the hell? It was right here. I just read it on the couch. I know it was here. There's nowhere else it could be. Okay, well, the letter's just fucking gone, apparently, but I think I remember the address. It was, Hobart Street? Hobart something. Come on. 92 Hobart Street, I think. There is only one 92 Hobart Street in Maine, and it's in Bangor. I feel like that's the fourth or fifth time that town has popped up. Let me see if I can find it on the map. And it's right next to Prentice Woods. I know that's been mentioned before. Oh. Oh shit. Google might have come through today. There's a link to the real estate listing from when the house was sold last. It has the new owner's names. Maybe the guy is the one that wrote the letter. The one with the house changing. Maybe. Bingo. I found a phone number. This guy's a doctor, apparently, and has his contact info on his practice's website. Maybe those numbers mean something to him? Damn. This is the first time I actually have the opportunity to talk to anyone from one of these letters. I really don't want to do this. I'm gonna call him. It's ringing. Hey, is this... You just said your name. I'm sorry. I'm Nate. Sorry, I'm just now realizing how awkward this phone call is. If you don't mind, and you're not too busy, I was hoping I could ask you a few questions. I know this is weird and you don't even know who I am, but please. Great. Thank you. I'll try and make all of this really quick. I think I found something that you wrote in my basement. Do you remember writing a letter about your house? In the letter, you talked about weird stuff that was going on there. I found a letter with your address in my basement. In the letter, you talk about how things in your house seem to be changing every time you turn your back. You said that your wife didn't believe you. What? On the back of the letter, there was a number attached. Does the number 12220 mean anything to you? Hello? Hello? He hung up. That was fucking weird. After I asked him those questions, his breathing got heavier and he just said, it was fine. Everything was fine. And then he hung up. Without answering anything or actually commenting on anything. And he most definitely did not sound fine. So, now I'm back at square one with this. 12-2-20. Wait. I know that I was recording on that day. Maybe there's something from back then that somehow connects to this letter? I'm not really sure how much sense that makes, but I'm basically out of options now. So, let's check. Let me just see if I can bring up the file. Give me a second. One second, I think I got it.
Hey guys.
Okay, that was way too excited. Let me try again.
Hey guys.
God, who am I, the fucking Crypt Keeper?
Hey guys, how's it going?
That's the one.
Anyway, so you're probably wondering what this whole thing is. So, I am currently in the middle of a move out to the East Coast, and as luck would have it, I'm one of the millions of people that is currently unemployed because of this fucking pandemic. Now, I'm sure it goes without saying, but I'm about to have way, way too much free time on my hands. So I asked myself, self?